coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value, NobleGoldInvestments.com. Can thieves really steal your home's title? Take it from this thief who stole over 150 homes and was sentenced to 25 years in prison. This is why you need Home Title Lock.
Nobody thinks that I can take their house and borrow against the house. Oh, no, I have title insurance for that. No, it's in my name, or he would have to get some special document. They would call me. You know, nobody's calling you. After I've stolen the title, borrowed against it, or sold the property, or done whatever I've done with it, it's 60 to 90 days to even figure out that they're the victim of this crime. You know, by that point, you start getting foreclosure notices, and you realize you've got four mortgages on your house. Not only that, you don't even own your home anymore. It's not even in your name.
Heard enough? Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And enter code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com, code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Is it hot where you are? Correspondent Rita Foley reports on the current heat wave.
The National Weather Service says from the East Coast to the upper Midwest, it'll feel more like the middle of summer than early June in places. Heat and high humidity. Meteorologist David Roth.
We are talking about record highs and the possibility of record highs across portions of the Northern Plains and the Northeast for the next few days.
Boston all the way down to Washington could see temperatures in the 90s. It could hit 105 in some areas across the desert Southwest and Western Texas. I'm Rita Foley.
Is it promising news about an Alzheimer's drug? Well, it depends on who you talk to. The Food and Drug Administration said it approved the drug from Biogen based on results that seemed reasonably likely to benefit Alzheimer's patients. Alzheimer's Association Chief Science Officer Dr. Maria Carrillo says the approval is exciting.
This is the first FDA drug approval that delays decline due to Alzheimer's disease, which means that individuals may have more time to actively participate in activities and to have sustained independence, hold on to their memories longer.
It's the only therapy that U.S. regulators have said can likely treat the underlying disease rather than manage symptoms like anxiety and insomnia. After 42 years as head pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, Rick Warren has announced that he will step down as soon as a replacement pastor can be found. Warren told his congregation that his goal has always been, quote, to serve God's purpose in my generation. God has given me the privilege to serve multiple generations, unquote. He stressed that there was no timetable on the search for a successor and that he would move into a less visible position with the church. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 126 points, the NASDAQ rose 67. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation. It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. As Las Vegas continues its economic rebound from COVID-19, the eyes of global tourism will be focused on Southern Nevada as the World of Concrete becomes the first major trade show in the U.S. since the coronavirus outbreak. The show is also the first big one at the Las Vegas Convention Center's new billion-dollar West Hall. U.S. Travel Association officials say a successful World of Concrete show will open the doors for other large meetings in Las Vegas and elsewhere. As the spread of COVID-19 declines, conventioneers begin with an education part of the four-day show today, with trade exhibits opening tomorrow. The show typically brings about 60,000 people to Las Vegas. The crews of three planes coming into McCarran Airport Friday night reported a laser being pointed at them as they approached the runway. Airport officials say the incidents happened between 9:30 and midnight. The FAA is investigating that incident. Boosted by Jonathan Marchessault's hat trick, the Vegas Golden Knights evened their West Division final against Colorado with an easy 5-1 win in Game 4. Netminder Marc-Andre Fleury earned his 87th career postseason win. That's one shy of tying Billy Smith and Ed Belfour for fourth on the all-time list. The best of seven continues tomorrow night in Denver, Game 5, Game 6, Max T-Mobile.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes right now on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 east at Green Valley. You're seeing some reduced speeds there on the 15. You'll touch the brakes 15 south at Charleston. 15 north at Hacienda, you're slow through there and congestion. That's 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, June 7th. Yeah, June 7th. And we are, and by the way, if my memory serves me, I think we are
1 year tomorrow. Tomorrow is our one-year anniversary here on this wonderful, wonderful radio station, AM 670 KMZQ. We'll celebrate tomorrow. Today, we get right at it with our buddy Victor Jakes. He's been with us a long time, even dating back to the 790 days. And Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he joins us. Victor, how was your weekend, my friend, besides hot?
It was hot, but it was a good one. Had some good time with the family. Hope you had a wonderful weekend as well.
I really honestly did. It's been a wonderful weekend. The Knights won, and as Gentleman Jim just told you, they'll play again tomorrow up in Denver. This is going to be fun. It's going to be great. I love it. I want to ask you about your column today, because I know we have talked off and on, both on air and off air, about this for a long time, and that is this whole notion of the public option that's a part of the, I don't know, 1,000 bills that are being signed this week by the governor. Your column, though, if Obamacare had worked, we wouldn't need a public option. It sounds like we're going down that same road again, only on the statewide level. What about from your perspective?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it's if you think back to the Obamacare debate, which happened about 12 years ago, you know, what was the talk? Well, insurance was too expensive. There were too many uninsured people. The health outcomes weren't good enough. And guess what? Here we are 12 years later. We have Obamacare, and people are complaining. Democrats are complaining about the same thing. The premiums, they cost too much. We've got to have this public option to bring premiums down. There's too many uninsured people. Nevada, even though we've expanded Medicaid, one of the highest uninsured rates in the country. And the health outcomes just aren't that great. And it's like, you know, if you would just take a step back and think, wait, well, we tried more government before, and that didn't work, so maybe the solution should be less government, but instead, Democrats in Nevada are pushing forward with the idea that, no, this time what we really need is more government. You know, more government made it worse before, but this time more government will work. We promise.
But let me ask you, though, because this is important. Why is it that Obamacare did not, and this was one of the promises, it's one of the I heard it 1,000 times, we're going to bend the cost curve of health care down in our country. Why didn't it work?
Well, the problem is that Obamacare said you have to cover people with pre-existing conditions, and you have to provide all these benefits. You know, you have to provide certain essential benefits. You have to extend coverage to young adults on plans until they're 26, and well, guess what? That made it all very, very expensive. And the theory behind Obamacare was, okay, yeah, these benefits are going to be expensive, but we're going to have this mandate, and that's going to force young, healthy people to buy premiums, and basically they're going to provide a de facto subsidy to the unhealthy people who are going to be flocking onto these plans. And in fact, what happened is the premiums just skyrocketed. I mean, they're triple, quadruple, I think, what they were at the time of Obamacare starting. And, you know, one of the things is that, look, if you're 28 years old, you do not need a comprehensive health care plan with 10 essential benefits. You need a, you know, break in case of emergency plan where, you know, maybe your deductible is $5,000, but your premium is $50 a month. Well, now you've got people who have premiums are, you know, $500 a month, and their deductible is $10,000 a year. And then at that point, it's like people are like, well, why would I even buy insurance?
Well, and the other issue, tell me who's got $5,000 just sitting around. If you get into a car accident tomorrow, God forbid, and all of a sudden you've got to be in a hospital for 3-4 weeks, and you're you know, racking up, you know, $50,000 worth of benefits, who's got $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 to pay for this? They don't.
Well, most people don't. But I mean, the thing is that if you were, you know, you were a young person and you had one of these high deductible plans, you know, it was basically only a case of an emergency like that where you get in a car accident and it prevents you from having, you know, $100,000 in bills instead of you have $5,000 in bills. But if you're just selling a normal insurance plan, you know, to a family, say, and then you say, well, it's $500 a month, and your benefits don't kick in until $8,000, people are going to look at that and say, you know, unless I'm very sick and I know that I'm going to have massive medical bills this year, there's no way I'm buying that because it just doesn't make financial sense. You know, you can't plan on saying, well, yeah, have insurance, but you know, you'll be $14,000 out of pocket before any of your benefits kick in. People are just going to say, no, forget it. I'm not doing that.
And even the young kids who are healthy, they're saying, I can either take a really cool spring break trip to Cancun or make payments on, you know, even $50 a month or $60 a month on an Obamacare plan. My question is, how do you convince those people? I mean, is a 5% discount, which is in this bill, this SB 420, is that enough to get some a 22-year-old guy to, you know, to spend money?
That's such a good point, because what you find when you look into the data, I think what I said in there was about over a third of the people who are uninsured right now in Nevada qualify for Medicaid. And Medicaid is free to the, you know, to the person who has it. They don't have copays. They don't have deductibles. I mean, basically, it's you know, if you qualify, it's wonderful insurance. And they just haven't taken the time to sign up. And so, yeah, what you're identifying is you have a problem and you have a mismatched solution where people are going in and they're saying, well, it must be because the prices are too high. Well, the prices are very high. That's true. But there's a large segment of these people who are uninsured who have access to free to them care, right? Government paid for health care, and they aren't signing up for whatever reason. And it could be because, you know, they're moving. It could be because they're young. It could be because they're immigrants, and they're just not familiar with the signing up process. And so what you do is you create this new program where you basically have a government funded option that's going to undercut private insurance companies, and you're not even going to fix the problem that you've identified. It's incredible.
Okay, so we've passed this bill, which in 2026, I still don't know why it's going to take them until 2026 to get their act together, but they say by 2026, they're going to be ready to roll out this public option. My question is, what is going to be so different about this than Obamacare? I mean, is there something about this program that is better than what they did with Obamacare?
Well, it's a different type of program, and what they're doing is they're telling the private insurance companies who have the Medicaid contract, you have to submit a bid to provide another insurance plan that's 5%, starting at 5% lower than the cost of the silver plan on the exchange. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to cudgel these companies into offering an insurance plan at a lower than market rate. And so the government is, you know, that's what the government's doing. The government is providing a type of insurance, or you would buy it from, you know, through the exchange, and actually would go through a private company, but the government is the one pulling the strings on it. And so that's different from Obamacare, because with Obamacare, they said, well, private insurance companies, you have to provide all these benefits. You know, your plans have to look a certain way, but you, the private insurance company, go out and provide it. We're not going to get involved, you know, further than that. And Nevada's taking that one step further.
And what makes them think this will play better than Obamacare did?
Well, I mean, the logic of it is simply, well, you know, these plans are going to be cheaper. You know, they by law have to be 5% lower premiums, and you know, I think that goes up to 15% lower premiums than the lowest price plan. So the logic of it is well, the, you know, we're just going to undercut the existing insurance companies. People will have a cheaper healthcare plan, and therefore more people will be insured. But you know, as we talked about, a large part of the problem is not the price for some people who don't have insurance. And so if your solution to something is, well, you know, lower the price, and the reason people have it isn't because of the price, you're not going to reach those people.
I still don't think it'll work. And I promise you, there are still people that are not going to buy into this. So what happens at the end of the day if they find out it doesn't work?
Well, the problem is, right, is that they always take it one more step. They say, oh, well, this didn't work. You know, we still have uninsured people. We still have the cost too high. Well, therefore, we've got to come in and we've got to, you know, create a plan that's 25% lower than the private insurance company. And what happens is you're going to end up, you know, if pursued aggressively, the public option is going to drive out privately run private insurance plans from the individual marketplace. In theory, you know, the company plans will still be available, but, you know, the talk is that, you know, we'll allow companies to buy on the, buy these cheaper plans. And so it paves the way for government-run healthcare because, you know, all the private insurance companies basically get forced out of business by the government. And then the government says, well, look, you know, now there's no one to provide insurance. It better be us. And so it's just one step down the road closer to government-funded healthcare, government-run, government-paid-for healthcare.
So what happens? Because I and you remember just what 3 or 4 years ago, where there were some counties in the state of Nevada that had either zero or one carrier operating in their area, and so they were trying to encourage companies to come in and giving them incentives and things like that. Is that what we're headed for, to where there are going to be some insurance companies that just walk away from Nevada and say, you guys are on your own, folks, good luck?
Yeah, I mean, if done aggressively, that's what this policy is gonna lead to, is where, you know, the government will, you know, manage the contract for health insurance. And, you know, look, if their prices are 10% below other companies' prices, those companies are going to go out of business. The government, you know, obviously can take a loss by subsidizing it with tax dollars. And all of a sudden, they'll just be one. You know, they'll just be one carrier. It'll just be the government-provided insurance plan. And, you know, you'd like to think that, oh, that's just an unintended consequence. But, you know, it's so obvious that's what's going to happen. You kind of get the impression that is the consequence. They want government-funded health care. They want to drive private insurance companies out of the market so that then there's a vacuum and the government steps in and you know, fulfills this liberal dream of single payer.
More with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. More coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It's Monday, a brand-new week, brand-new challenges, and a brand-new show right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This falls under the heading of breaking news. A unanimous Supreme Court ruled today that thousands of people living in the U.S. for humanitarian reasons are ineligible to apply to become permanent residents. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that federal immigration law prohibits people who entered the country illegally and now have temporary protected status from seeking green cards to remain in the country permanently. And it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. The designation applies to people who come from countries ravaged by war or disaster. Are we going to start seeing, again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Does this mean that we're going to see more rulings like this from the U.S. Supreme Court, that a conservative court, in this case it was unanimous, but I'm curious if this means we're going to end up seeing more of this type of ruling from the court?
You know, it's really interesting. There's been kind of a spate of unanimous rulings, and there's some thinking that this is kind of the court signal to Democrats that, you know, you really shouldn't think about court backing, that the court as an institution wants to defend its independence. And then there's also the thinking that, this is kind of a way to signal against the liberals who are pushing for Justice Breyer to retire. This is kind of the court's way of signaling that, you know, look, you shouldn't be pressuring this guy because the court is its own independent institution. The ruling in this case is obviously right. I mean, I think what's so surprising is, you know, we're used to these liberal justices just kind of reading whatever they want into the law, and to see them just come out and say, well, this is what the law says, and if you want to change the law, Congress, go change the law, which is exactly how it's supposed to be. Congress is supposed to make the law. Not the Supreme Court. So it was a good ruling today.
We are free from pandemic restrictions now. We have the governor going around the state in what is, I would term it, a victory lap, signing 140 bills here and 40 bills there. Tell me, in retrospect, what you think of the just completed legislative session. And what it means for going forward for living in this state?
Well, I think we just saw a continued push to the left. I mean, the Democrats had control of both chambers. Obviously, Sisolak's a liberal Democrat, and that's what you saw. I mean, you saw more restrictions on guns. There's this ban on what they've labeled ghost guns, but you know, basically they kind of do-it-yourself gun kits, including guns that are already, people already own legally, are going to become illegal. There's the public option, as we've talked about. I mean, they just dumped a ton more money into education without demanding any sort of accountability. So, you know, this is kind of what you